Well, now we know he spits and doesn't swallow.
The following is a Super Network production with Super Marcy.
And he's got, like, these sunglasses on? It's a bit dark. It's already nighttime, bro.
The terrible Australian B. Jermaine.
Look at this dude's hair. It's like a mullet mixed with a rat tail meets, like, whatever the hell the rest of it is.
Professor Batch.
Diet soda? That's so hot.
It contains coarse language.
They're not even there! What is going on?
Mature themes.
Oh, 25 cents for XXX movies, I'm going.
Potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
Listener discretion is advised. Please find us at supermarcy.com and subscribe to us via Patreon at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. Enjoy.
Virginia Beach Police Department. Officer Gabrielle here.
I just got a phone call from a guy spying on me.
Was it an obscene phone call?
Yes.
Did he threaten you?
Yes.
The poor woman will never be the same again. She doesn't remember anybody or anything.
All of the victims were raped before they were tortured, mutilated, and killed by the masked maniac.
G'day everybody, this is B. Jermaine, aka The Terrible Australian, and welcome back to episode 16 of the 2B Tuesdays podcast, a podcast where my co-host and I pick a random movie from the free streaming service 2B and do an audio commentary for it. And with me as always are my two co-hosts. First up is Super Marcy. Hello Marcy, how are you?
Hey, hey! I'm doing alright, how are you going?
Oh, not too bad, thanks, Marcy. Just finished work and prepared for today's episode of the show,
boy.
Which I'm excited about. But of course, joining us is our second co-host, the one, the only, Mr. Professor Batch. How you going, Batch?
Day. How you guys doing?
Good. Pretty good.
A bit. And also with us, we have a very special guest joining this episode today. He's our good friend, who's been a big fan of all of our podcasts for a while now, and he's finally decided to join us on one of our shows. And of course, he picked the best one to appear on, and that, of course, is Adam Budge. Hello, Adam. How are you going?
Hello, everybody. Thank you for having me on. Appreciate it.
Hello.
Awesome.
Man.
Finally.
Now, before we get to what movie we're watching today for the show, Adam, like, being that this is the 2B Tuesdays podcast, what is your relationship with 2B?
If well, any.
To be or not to be, I'm familiar with it. When I'm looking up movie or when I'm looking up something to watch, it will randomly pop up available on 2B when I'm searching for it. So that's how I came across it. So now when I'm looking for something wacky, weird, bloody, titty-filled, I find myself going to Tubi and seeing what's on their service.
Awesome.
Funny you mentioned that, because all of that is this film.
Yay! This is the first time I'm watching this film, but I have a feeling it would be. But, of course, for this episode of Tubi Tuesdays, it is Batch's pick. Now, Batch, tell us, and also our audience, which film have you decided for your pick for this episode?
Told each and every one of you I was going to make you pay for the peanut butter solution. So this is my vengeance. This week we are watching Night Killer.
Nice. From the
director of Troll 2.
And it came out the same year, apparently, 1990. So,
yeah.
And of course, for listeners out there who have never heard of Night Killer, the film... The plot, which I'm getting off Tubi, is when a mask-wearing serial killer wreaks havoc on a Virginia beach. The entire city is caught in a sadistic razor-fingered games. Oh, wait a minute. Caught in his sadistic razor-finger game. Sorry.
What the hell is a razor-finger game?
It makes sense within the context of the movie.
That sounds like what Freddy Krueger does when he's trying to finger his girlfriend.
Somewhat, that kind of describes this movie. Somewhat.
I'm scared.
Being that this is from the director of Troll 2, I imagine that's not. There's a lot more going on in this film than that synopsis. Subscribe, but I know that you've seen this movie before, Batch, hence why you picked it. But Marcy and Adam, have any of you two seen this movie prior to our podcast today? Because I know I haven't. I know of it, but I've never seen it until now.
I've never even heard of this fucking movie.
I'm right with Marcy. Never heard of it. I looked it up. I almost watched a trailer. I couldn't do it. I wanted to save it all for on here, so nope. Yep. A complete virginal for Night Killer.
Yeah.
The acting choices in this film are legendary. I would almost at times put this up with The Room.
Ooh.
Oh, nice.
This is a movie to rewatch.
Nice. Wow. I'm now even more excited than I was before. But before we get straight to the movie, we'll do the ground rules as we always do for each episode. For our listeners out there who have never listened to a single episode of our show, To Be Tuesdays, first of all, how dare you? But what you need to do is go straight to Tubi, look for the film Night Killer, and we're going to count down from five. So when I say go, that's when you, the audience, play the movie, and that way our audio commentary will be in sync with the film. However, though, since Tubi is a... Yes, but however, though, even though Tubi is a free streaming service, since they are, they will play ads at certain points during the film. So being that one of the things that makes the Tubi Tuesdays podcast fun is that since our podcast, we're watching this version of the film from different areas of the globe, the ads will pop up randomly at different times, so they don't happen at the exact same time. So be prepared for a lot of pausing, and then... So when an ad does appear, we'll say ad.
Excuse me.
so say, if an ad does... What? if an ad does appear... Sorry. so if we do see an ad, we'll shout out ad, and that's when you pause the film. And then when the ad is finished, we'll let you know that the ad is finished. So,
And amongst us, we all should just keep track of the time signatures just so we can all make sure we're all in sync.
I am ready for that. I'm so ready for that.
Alrighty, so we've got all...
Make sure closed captioning is on.
Yes, yes. Very important. It is on.
And I should also mention, we are the number one Tubi podcast.
The original, often
imitated,
exactly.
Never duplicated, hosted by... Two Australians and one Canadian.
Exactly. And also featuring a special guest American as well.
Yeah, boy.
So three countries represented on this show tonight. We'll get straight to the movie. And is everybody ready with their copies of this film?
Yes.
Good to go.
Now, it just goes straight into it. There's no title card or anything like that.
Yep.
No studio things. Yeah. So.
Yep. Exactly. I'm ready.
All right, let's do this. I'll count us down from five, and then we play the movie when I say go. So here we go. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
All right, it's playing.
Wow, that is right into it, isn't it?
It really is, isn't it?
This is a very weird kids' school play.
The guy in the middle is killing it.
It's a school
with
play.
My haircut.
Yes,
looks really familiar.
So.
I think that's me on the left hand side of the stage in my high school.
All right, let's do this.
I think is this a play version of like Flashdance? Because it looks like it.
These serial killer edition.
These dance moves, amazing.
So these were part of the reshoots. When this movie was originally kind of screened, they felt like it didn't have enough gore to it. So That's why this film actually has two directors. So a lot of this kind of stuff was added post.
Oh.
Indeed. And the guy who directed the reshoot was the famous Bruno Mattei, who, I guess if anyone out there who watches a lot of Italian exploitation films, he's probably best known for directing a lot of obvious knockoffs of other films. Sometimes even mashing some of these movies together, like one film in particular, Shocking Dark, which is basically a mixture of Aliens and The Terminator. And it doesn't... But the thing is, you think, oh, it's just combining these two together. But no, he like legit straight up like rips off both those films, like with scenes from other films and that. Or sometimes even taking shots from other films and putting them in his film.
Hmm.
Oh, shit.
Oh, tense music! Wow, wow,
wow! We getting into it already.
Oh, for a second there, I thought that was the shadow of a boob.
I thought it was Freddy Krueger.
I see some claws on the shadow.
It's like claws.
This movie's not subtle enough for shadows.
Why is there a pink guitar in the bin? Why do I notice the stupidest shit? I don't know.
It's usually me who notices this stuff.
I'm surprised you haven't commented on the hair.
Well, I'm getting to that. Her hair looks normal at the moment.
It's only because you're jealous because you didn't have any. Bow, bow.
Exactly. I had hair back in 1990, just not now. I'm loving the score right now. It's like a bow, bow. Just,
oh,
like,
titties!
Oh, we got titties.
Wait, what Tubes. The fuck is that?
Okay, we are focusing on the wrong... Fuck it, there we go.
There's the titties.
Boobies are back in focus.
What? Since she's looking in the mirror, we get double bouts of boobs.
What is the claw thing?
It's the worst rubber hand.
I think it's somebody playing a trick on it, because that claw hand looked very rubbery. But then again, it is an Italian horror film, so...
Surprisingly sturdy, though.
Yeah. They're still going, still dancing.
What the fuck is that?!
His head went straight through her!
What is this?!
Marcy's already terrified, and we're only not even 5 minutes in.
Now, if you're playing the 2B2Z's drinking game, whenever I'm asking what the fuck's going on, you have to drink.
It's like back in the 80s and 90s when people were like dancing at aerobics, they would have like undies over their spandex.
Why? I don't know.
I'm just obsessed with the dude on the right-hand corner with his clothing. What is he wearing?
I think we need you in that outfit to the right, Bede. What Patreon goal is that?
That's going to be if we get 15 Patreon subscribers, I'm going to wear that outfit.
There we go.
Are you going to have a camel toe as well?
Yes.
Because he's got a camel toe!
Yeah,
they all have camel toes.
I'm scared and I don't want to watch this and it's just the fashion. What is this dancing?
That'd be a horror movie, right?
So, to be fair, what had better dancing, this or Showgirls?
To be fair.
I had to do the first one of the episode.
I like how she's just walking around with a cane. Oh, that's not dancing, that's grinding.
Are they strippers? I don't know.
I'll allow it.
Go ahead, Pink guitar's back.
Pink guitar is back.
Yeah, what is up with that thing? What is that? That's a horrible mask!
Wow.
Oh, I'm gonna seal you. Oh no! What did he cut? Was that her arm? Oh, it wasn't a throat.
There's her throat.
Wait, but now there's nothing wrong with her.
She just had some red on it.
I got red on you.
I'm going to look like this dude after this movie, because
That mask looks like the Toxic Avenger.
It does!
It was just if Freddy Krueger was thrown into the Toxic Avenger film universe, this is what he'd look like.
Yes.
So
that's exquisite acting. So she's acting her ass out there.
So what is he?
He's wearing a coat and he's got that mask. And for someone who's had their throat slit, like, she's still very much still alive.
And there's no cut on her throat, but okay.
No wounds, no.
How can that glove
just bent all over the place?
It is. Like you said, it's just bending all over the place.
So is this person someone in a costume, or is it meant to be a monster that looks like that?
It obviously looks like a guy in a costume, Marcy.
I don't know!
Oh my gosh, some dude in a mask is trying to kill us!
She's trying to escape the movie.
She's doing a very good job of trying to escape.
The director's yelling off camera, "Bigger, bigger! You need to die bigger!"
So I'm guessing
why
this is
the
Bruno Matai
stuff.
How the
fuck does she get in the balcony?
I think so, yes. She's not even trying to escape. She's like falling over things, falling over the table. She's taking her sweet time going down the steps.
So this is, look at her. This is Bruno Matai stuff, right? This whole scene.
This is a missed opportunity. All the dancers on stage should be mimicking her because they think that's the new choreography.
Yes! What is she doing? Oh my god. Just fall! Your throat slit! You should be dead! Oh my god. What the fuck?
Through? Yeah, hand all the way through the body again.
I swear that was the
look
exact
at her
same
do
spot
it.
Of
perfect
she just,
somersault.
She just yes. Now everyone's like stunned.
And then still the opposers. Oh, that woman died. Oh.
Add.
We got Steve Walker.
Hello, Steve Walker. What can you do for me, mate?
Okay, I'm at 808.
What are we at? I don't know. I can't see. Yeah, I know. I can't see.
The friggin' ad. Damn you, Steve Walker.
I don't like this, man. Fuck you, Steve.
The ad's finishing.
We are at 802.
Okay.
Night Killer!
I swear that was the Nightmare on Elm Street house back there.
It might have been.
Kills at night!
He only kills at night.
And apparently, based on the trivia, and this is like, this must be the only bit of trivia the people are interested in, because it's like, shows up three different times in the trivia section of IMDb, is that when this movie was released in Italy, they retitled it as Do Not Open the Door 3. And they tried to make it as an unofficial sequel to the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
But it has nothing to do with Texas or chainsaws.
It's not that a single chainsaw in the title movie.
Don't open the door. He just told you.
Christmas!
Ah, so this is a Christmas movie.
Wow, that looks like Linda Hamilton about 5 years after Terminator.
I was going to say the exact same thing, Adam.
I was going to say that too.
This is porn parody Linda Hamilton.
So, from what I was reading, Claudio Fragrasso wanted this to be like a serious psychological thriller and didn't like the gore shit, which obviously was the Bruno Matai stuff from before. And this must be the Claudio Fragrasso stuff, which is pretty shit, mate.
You know what's weird, though? At least, say what you will, Marcy, but at least seems so far at a filmmaking level in the stuff that he actually directed, it looks better directed than Troll 2, even though we love that movie.
Are we sure, though?
I'm digging this 1980s cop TV show theme.
Yes.
Do-do-do-do-do.
It's a bit more bass.
Yeah. I love all the such Italian names of the crew.
My favorite thing about Italian horror films is, like, all the crew cinematographer, producers that are all obviously Italian, but when they actually get to the director, it's like Jim Smith.
Yeah, Clyde Anderson. I mean, how many weird names has they gone under? It's weird.
Well, like Claudio Fugasso on Troll 2, he went under the name of Drake Floyd, I think. Which is weird. So I'll be shocked if he's under his actual... He's Clyde Anderson in this movie!
Clyde Anderson!
And he apparently wrote this? With his wife?
Yeah.
Who wrote Troll 2?
Indeed.
Amazing. I want her outfit. I'm going to wear that every day.
I like that there's like a stone bust of a head on that table there.
I have no idea. Wait. What?
So he stuck his hand through them and then raped them?
Are they talking about the same thing?
Yeah, I think so. That's a very messy writer's desk. See, this is not accurate to writers.
Are you sure? Because
they never really say what her job is.
She's on her typewriter. Okay.
She's writing the script to this movie.
Apparently. What the fuck?
Some great ADR right there.
Hi. My favorite thing
about Italian horror films when they cast Italian actors and overdub them with English actors.
Hello, you're always busy. What the fuck? Oh god,
that's the most amazing ADR I've ever heard.
Listen! Jesus Christ! I can't handle this. Melody.
Melody!
Fucking hell, what the fuck?
And now the scene.
I better crush my glass.
Well, she wants to just...
Keep going.
She just wants to take her tits out. Alright then. She gets a drunk phone call and... She gets a drunk phone call and she's just take my titties out.
It must be a turn on. Random strangers calling her, and then she's like, I better go feel myself up.
Sometimes you just gotta feel yourself up with your tits out and stare in the mirror and give yourself a positive reaffirmation.
Apparently. Exactly,
you know.
I did it right before I got on this.
Obviously. I mean, I'd be doing that right now if the webcam wasn't on.
wait till the end of the episode to plug your OnlyFans, Adam.
She's answering up without a top on.
This
I will
just...
say, though, that is absolutely making
This is the they just want nudity in it because this makes no sense. It made more sense in the movie Crash. Because at least they were doing something.
That's not an earring. That's a chandelier coming off her ear.
Oh, jeez. I love the 80s decor.
This is 1990. This is like a dated already by this point.
What the fuck is this phone call?
Gonna fuck your brains out.
Jesus Christ.
How did those blinds just open by themselves?
What? Ew. I don't want to know that, Bede. How dare you?
I'll call you later.
Wait, was it that guy?
That man was John DiMaggio.
I was going to say it's Claudia Fragrasso trying to get her to act.
Oh my god.
Okay, pull out a titty.
I've heard of phoning in for your performance, but this is ridiculous.
And she put her top back up already.
That was quick.
I love those beauty shots behind them.
Why does her lamp have a bow on it?
There's a bow. Exactly what I was thinking. Put the bow on their lampshade.
Whoa. Those headshots.
Marcy, I'm going to go do that right now.
Marcy, that's not a lamp. That's Sia.
Oh, God. Yeah, but there's no autistic kids in this movie.
That we know of yet.
Yeah. Why
We've
do they
never seen this movie before?
Why do they have acting headshots all over the police station?
That's the casting couch.
Oh, so that's why her top was down.
Exactly. You have to, if you're auditioning for a film called Night Killer, you have to do the casting couch without a top on. That's the rules.
He's nailing his line reads that he's reading right off the piece of paper in front of him.
Yes.
His phone is taped together.
I was going to say, there's tape on that phone holding the wiring.
Look, they had...
The door, they said it.
They, Sorry. Oh, I forgot what I was going to say.
You were saying bunch?
Why do you have a key to lock it from the inside?
That's not how doors work. That's not how locks work.
This movie...
Go ahead.
I was going to say, this movie isn't how anything works. Bum, bum, bum. And now, Bede, you may go ahead.
No, I was going to say, like, for a movie, maybe calling this movie Do Not Open the Door makes more sense than calling it Night Killer, because it's friggin' daylight outside.
This is
Claudio Fragasso. But then again, this is Claudio Fragasso, so it probably is nighttime outside.
Where did he come from?
I'm going to steal these keys.
So, can someone explain to me, is this a person in a costume that's killing, or is a natural monster that's meant to look like that?
We can't, like, tell you, Marcy.
So she didn't open the door, but he's still...
What is with that ring?
Oh, that sounds horrible.
Oh, wait, so my phone's ringing.
That's not even a house, that's a doctor's office.
I don't know what's going on and I'm scared.
We traced the call, it's coming from the floor below you.
I'm scared.
Oh. Oh.
Oh.
I'm too horny.
I'm too horny.
So not only does this killer want to kill people, he's very horny as well.
What the fuck?
That's not how phones work.
Oh my god.
What is going on?
Even if there's two lines in the house, you can't call one line from the other line in the house.
Especially not in, what, 1980?
Yeah, whatever this is.
All right, my prediction who the killer is, James Spader. Because that would explain everything.
Would it, though?
No! All right, it's not James Spader! Stop saying yell at me!
Well, I guess you shouldn't have locked the door.
Oh, my God.
The is right there!
Pull out a titty, that'll help.
Yes! I'm
Guys, I don't... This is my first time watching this movie. I don't want to make assumptions, but this may be the greatest movie we've ever watched for TV.
You can see the face.
Oh my god! I remember. I can't even deal with what he said.
Your clothes are falling off.
Oh, now they're back on again!
Now we're wearing something different.
What?
She just changed in 2 seconds.
Sorry, Sergeant. I'm just about to be killed. Can you send some help?
What the fuck?
Oh. What? Oh, okay. I can see. Is this the psychological aspect that Claudio Fragasso was trying to go for with this movie?
I think so. Where did she get keys? The killer had them. What the? I'm so confused.
I don't know why anyone would buy one of those sweaters.
Like, the sweater is just about to fall off every time.
Well, she may as well not have any clothes on.
Her boobs are literally about to pop out at any second.
From your mouth to God's ears.
Did she load that gun?
No, she didn't.
What the fuck?
This is some amazing acting right here.
And this is the prologue to the movie.
What the fuck?
That's how we start.
There's more? Ah! Oh my god, I can see his hair coming out of the mask!
Holy shit.
What is this?
I'm loving this movie.
Oh wait, he takes the mask off. Oh, okay.
Mask.
All right. So then how
it's just Sweden.
Oh my god. Jesus. But he used his glove to slash before, but now he's got a knife.
But, why? And was strong enough to put that hand through somebody.
Yes, exactly. Why am I paying this much attention to this movie?
I give you lead detective Johnny Cochran.
If this movie was sorry, go ahead, Pat. Sorry, Adam, go ahead.
I'm gonna say, did nobody think to tell her to not look in the camera directly when you're screaming no? You don't look down the barrel of the fucking chute?
No.
I think we should remake this.
Okay. So now, like, she's got amnesia. She can't remember anything.
Then what the fuck happened? She's not dead!
No.
Okay, Bede, go ahead.
Now, what I was going to say is, we should remake this movie and cast Giancarlo Esposito in that role.
Yes. He should just be in every role, because the man can act exactly. So well. I don't know where I was going with that.
You should have just let out a shit.
Oh my god.
It would be amazing if this movie was set in the same universe as Samurai Cop.
And Troll 2.
Yes.
Well, they are all part of the Tubi Cinematic Universe, so...
Yeah.
Exactly.
But we all know the leader of the Tubi Cinematic Universe is Connie from the Peanut Butter Solution.
He's like the... If everybody else... If the whole Tubi Cinematic Universe is the Expendables, he's Sylvester Stallone. He's the leader of the team.
Yep. Speaking of which, the Expendables is on Tubi.
Fuck yeah.
All of them are.
But
I've only seen the first one. I might need to see the rest.
It's too good a quality for our podcast.
No, it isn't.
I'm only there.
Watch number two.
Watch number two.
I told you. I warned you guys. Like, if Craven ever gets a pick, he doesn't understand the format. He may pick a good movie.
Craven
they
will
just
pick
cast
like...
someone who they're like, get me someone who looks like Donald Pleasance.
Yes.
He does look like Donald Pleasance.
I was going to say, oh, hi, not Donald Pleasance.
Who is this person?
That's her daughter.
Yeah, but where was she before? That wasn't the lady at the house.
The dad
girl, your mommy walked around with...
I don't know what's going on!
Her friend, okay, so as the story goes, her friend showed up at the last minute and fought the guy off, but he didn't see his face.
Okay. When we didn't see any of that.
And that's who had her daughter. He picked her daughter up from school.
Okay, so that is the woman that was attacked, or is this someone else?
Yes. Yes. Okay. She lived, she was raped, but she lived. But okay. She's got amnesia now.
And she has a vagina sore on her face.
Well, does that mean that she... Oh, pause.
Ad! This movie has too many ads!
And these ads are at the same time for once.
The Tubi gods are smiling upon us.
It's only a short one.
At our ad. Yeah.
Expedia.
It's about to go back to the movie.
All
right,
we're
right
at 24:05.
Okay, I'll let you know when I'm back.
Oh, I'll pause it. Pause. We're at 24:10. 24:10. I keep saying that, but whatever.
24:10.
And I'm back.
A woman who stole Indiana Jones' fedora.
Yes, yeah. She did. All right, are we synced up? We're at 24:14.
Yep,
sweet.
He's got a scar already.
What the fuck? That's the stupidest looking scar ever.
Yeah. I'm totally the killer.
Yeah. Bede, for reference, pay attention to a microphone. I'm just saying.
Yes.
We need to remember that for a future project.
Yes, exactly. We need that type of microphone.
I think you need that
hat. Inspiration. I'm going to use this scene as inspiration for that top secret project you and I are working on, Marcy.
Yes.
Look at that coat. Jesus.
What?
Hitch killed a lot of minks for that coat.
Jesus.
Is that similar to the secret project? Is that similar to the secret project Adam and I are planning?
I don't know. Are you guys opening up OnlyFans?
The network pending.
We broke, Adam.
Oh, god damn it. I spit and I almost swallowed.
That's what she said.
Well, now we know he spits and doesn't swallow.
It's going to be our morning show, Batchy and Bunchy in the morning.
Yes. Oh,
yeah. Batchy and Bunchy.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I want that coat.
This interview, so that interview scene went on way longer than it needs to be.
I want this
and
car.
Here we go. Now the real movie starts.
Oh, really? We had half an hour of what? Shit.
Oh.
I want that car. I want to drive around in that. I mean, I don't drive, but fucking hell, I want the car.
All right, that Trans Am for now.
Who's this person?
Hey, Steve Guttenberg. That's Steve Guttenberg.
What? It is. I mean, not really, but...
Oh my god, that is discount Steve Guttenberg.
It is. So, who is this?
Or it's more Dennis from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
So, who's the woman in the car?
That's her. Same girl.
What the fuck?
The same girl. It's the same girl, Marcy. It's not three different characters we've been following this whole movie.
I don't know. I don't know. My head hurts.
Hey, attention, Marcy. You can do this. I believe in you.
We'll get you through it.
Okay. I'll try. What is he wearing? Bead, get
that
outfit.
Belt, black shoes. No.
That looks like something I would wear.
Your belt matches the shoes. Come on, kid.
His belt doesn't match any of it.
Don't tell
his pockets are huge. His pockets in his front shirt are huge.
He puts his dildos
in
there.
In the lobby?
Wait, what?
Oh, whoa! What's going on here? There's someone pulling out a gun. Oh, wait, it's her.
What the?
Oh.
Is she, like, all paranoid and shit, or?
I think so.
What's with the gun? What's with the fucking fur coats in this movie?
This is how they paid the casters in fur coats.
Apparently, it's where the budget
went. If he
looks
familiar, he was Doctor Strange in the TV's Doctor Strange.
No way.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, put a mustache on him.
What? No way. No way.
Wait a second, that's not Jeffrey Combs as Dr. Mordred, a.k.a. Dr. Strange. Now strip.
About to get some strange.
He's into it.
And the black socks. No.
He doesn't know how to do anything. Do it now! Oh my god, it was too. I just looked it up. He was Doctor Strange. Does he have undies on? Oh my god!
I can't look at that.
He even stole my undies. God damn it.
They're too small.
Don't picture that, kids. It's true, but don't picture that.
What? It looks like it's just testicles! No!
I was in the pool.
Men,
these clothes go down the toilet.
Men do not wear underwear that looks like that. It is not flattering. There's a reason why in Australia they're called budgie smugglers.
I'm amazed that the clothes could even fit in the toilet.
Why did he put? Oh my god.
This is a great line coming up.
What?
What?
What? What? What? Wow. Where did he get more clothes?
Wait, he's trapped.
What is going on?
Oh man, this is like the third time this week some woman made me take off my clothes in the bathroom.
Oh my god!
Wait a minute.
So every cut, music. There's just a new wardrobe person.
Yep.
Yes.
This music is amazing.
Those are the biggest fucking pill bottles I've ever seen in my life.
Is that pills and alcohol? Yep. Yep. Fuck, why does she go to the beach to go take pills?
She knows how to party.
Wasn't she wearing something completely different like 5 minutes ago?
Sure was.
Well, she was wearing a coat at the time, so...
Is she suicidal? I have no fucking idea. We've had no character development.
But she has amnesia, so what is she...
I don't know... And who's this man?
She partied with Shawn Michaels and Kevin Nash in the 90s.
Fuck.
So it's all pills and bottles.
That explains everything.
I like how this movie is slowly breaking you, Marcy.
But who...
I just happened to know she went to the beach.
But who is this man? Have we seen him before?
No.
No.
Then what the fuck is going on? I can't deal... Hey,
you're taking a bunch of pills and drinking alcohol? Can I join too?
Let me kick some sand in your face.
She's probably committing suicide because she's in a movie called Night Killer.
What the fuck?
Hey, Maya, you just froze.
Okay.
Never mind. Keep going.
Okay.
I'll catch up.
Okay, where
all the kills are still happening during the day.
We're at 31:51. She's in the water, he's drowning her or something.
I'm gonna save your life by drowning you.
Apparently. And how does he know her? I'm so confused.
Oh, Copperfield.
This is CPR 101. I mean, like, if you see someone OD on the beach, you just gotta throw him in.
Yep. Well, her tits are gonna pop out. I'm waiting for the tits to pop out.
Here they come.
She's gonna puke! She's gonna puke!
Oh my god!
So that's basically how you get, like, drugs out of someone's system, is like, take him out into the water, drown him, and then get him to spew up.
Yep.
I'm learning... This movie is teaching me so much.
What the hell? I love the subtitles, Reggie. And... What?
We're at a nightclub somewhere.
What is she wearing? What is that in her hair?
That's Nicolas Cage's hair, Marcy.
I was waiting for it.
This movie is like the equivalent of what it's like to be inside the mind of Nicolas Cage.
Shit.
This movie is what it's like in my mind when I'm stoned. Maybe, I don't know.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. I don't smoke dope. Is that the killer? Or is that the red herring?
Well, obviously it has to be the killer. We're seeing the back of his head.
But who's this bird?
The next victim, most likely.
Oh my god. Wait! Why is she in hospital?
She almost drowned.
Oh, okay. Yeah, whatever. I forgot that happened like 2 seconds ago. I'm going to shut up because I don't fucking know what's going on. Bede, you can commentate this movie.
Wait, she back at home?
I don't know.
I have hair on my head.
That's obviously a wig.
You better buy that wig, Bede.
She woke up with Tina Turner.
She shifted the whole fucking wig.
It looks like the wig.
She's just as confused as you are.
I think she is.
She is Marcy in this movie. What the fuck is going on to me?
What's going on?
She woke up thinking like, oh shit, I'm still in this movie.
And she's got sexy lingerie on.
Oh, there we go. Nice black bra.
With an oversized shirt.
Does that even actually happen in real life when you have, like, wake up somewhere or you had sex with someone and you wake up with just wearing, like, their...
No.
Their button-up shirt?
No. You generally wake up naked or undies on.
Yes.
I'm not speaking from experience at all. I'm virginal and pure.
All these paintings are really good.
And are a bit they disturbing. Though? Titties.
Okay,
on
that
a painting.
One's a bit disturbed.
What is this?
That he ran out of like canvases, so he put a painting on the wall.
I can't see anything.
That
I like
is
how it's
a...
like.
Wow.
I like how it's basically, we need to find an interesting way not to show to kill his face. Let's put a bright light on in the background so you can't see.
We literally just saw his face, though. Because the light didn't hide it. What is she doing?
I'm just going to pick up this phone for no reason.
Hello?
Why does he put that on for?
And she's not, like, bothered by this at all.
Like, I'm into it.
This is the weirdest OnlyFans video I've ever seen.
Everybody's got a kink.
Yeah, true.
Are we sure this isn't like the porn parody of Toxic Avenger?
It might be.
It might be.
What the fuck? My head hurts.
You're the big bad
Why
wolf.
Am I watching this?
You're gonna eat me?
I don't know what's going on. I'm scared.
I need more details.
You are not tipsy, lady.
This looks like we're watching the world's worst porno.
Or world's best porno.
That is true. We're watching Pornhub's version of Tubi.
it's called Booby.
Booby.
Yes. So, Bede, if you want some advice on how to pick up chicks,
just put on a weird mask and a claw head.
Yes. Yep. Just do that.
Because apparently that turns them on.
Yeah. We're a big trench coat.
What is that giant piece of whatever the hell that is on top of the fucking...
What is that?
That's a disturb. I don't want to know.
Yeah.
Oof.
Oh.
What? Oh my god.
Hey, it's the kill for Jason. It's the kill for Jason X before they did it.
Oh. What is that?
Paraffin wax.
Oh.
Ah!
Oh my god.
That's how they make wax lips.
Ew. I mean, it's a unique way to do that, I suppose.
What the
still does that?
How?
Is this a remake of House of Wax?
Now she's covered in wax.
Just think Paris.
Are we sure that's wax, though?
No, it was his. He was saving his load.
He put the one of the gloves on her and a mask on her.
Wow. Wax titties.
Now she's got the mask on too.
Why?
I only fuck girls who wear the same mask as me.
Oh, wait. He fucks them after they're dead.
Oh, she's alive. You can see that chest moving up and down.
I don't know. But she put his hand through her. Before.
I don't know how that hand can just go through someone.
Add.
We have...
I'm at 3917.
Alright. We have an ad for Poshmark.
Three condo. Thank you for getting all my drawers changed. I had to refold my clothes for 6 months.
Well, the ad's almost finished. Almost there.
So where are you up to, Batch? We're at
3917.
3910. So 39-17 now. Oh, he's got KFC! Fuck yeah!
Got Colonel? Got Colonel?
Oh, well.
But this was back when KFC was just called Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Well, they've actually renamed it Kentucky Fried Chicken here again. It's not KFC anymore.
This is before KFC was shit.
Got two strips and a biscuit. I'm listening.
What the?
I got all these pills for you.
And pills. You brought chicken and pills. Now it's a fucking party.
What the fuck?
I didn't realize KFC were also selling pills back in the early
90s. Apparently.
And guns.
And a gun.
What the?
As the only American on this podcast, I gotta say I support this.
What is going on? Why is he... What? Oh, no. Why has he gone back to her with all the drugs and the gun?
And KFC.
And KFC.
Yes. Chicken and pills.
Why did you come back? Well,
oh,
let me take the shirt off.
He wants to bang her, obviously. Oh, well, you brought a gun, so what were you doing?
I think the key to watching this movie is try not to make sense of anything anymore.
Does she know
just,
who
just
this...
Just let it happen.
Does she know who this man is?
Nope.
Then how does he know where she lives?
Obviously, he must be some kind of stalker.
I don't know. What is this?
The acting is amazing.
I'm so lost and confused.
To be fair. This is made by...
What the fuck?
Kiss me with chicken in my mouth, baby.
Chicken.
Oh my gosh. This is like the corn scene in Troll 2.
Oh my god, you're right. It is.
Kiss me with KFC in my mouth. Okay, then I'll do
spices,
that.
Baby.
Well, he's won me over.
Just goes to show that if you're trying to talk someone out of killing themselves, just get some fried chicken.
Yeah.
Exactly. KFC.
We've seen the South Park episode, right? Colonel solves all.
Mm-hmm. There's been a few KFC-centered episodes of South Park. What the fuck? Oh my god. I don't know why I'm trying to understand this movie, because I'm not going to.
I think the point is not trying to understand this movie. I mean, this is the same filmmaker who made Troll 2.
Let it wash all over you.
Let it wash.
At least Troll 2 made some bit of sense.
What the fuck?
What is going on?
I don't know if I've ever so much wanted to overdub an entire movie. Let every scene play, but write something else and just record right over it.
Yes.
This is the weirdest romantic comedy of all time.
Are you sure they didn't do that already, Adam?
Oh.
What is this? What the fuck?
Now he's got, like, a southern accent now.
Who is it? Why does he want to kill her?
And can he give us that KFC?
Yeah, I want some KFC, you fucking idiot.
It's so weird that I'm like, sitting here watching this movie like, guys, eat the KFC or it's going to go cold and greasy.
I really just want KFC right now.
What did you get on the set? Did you get ranch with it? Did you get honey mustard? Please tell me you got honey mustard.
What's in his pocket? A
honey
knife.
For the biscuit.
Is that a knife? Oh, it is a knife.
It is.
That's not a knife.
This is a knife. What is going on?
I don't know what's going on anymore. It's like two different movies in one.
Best acting ever.
I'm glad I'm not the only one who's fucking confused as all shit.
I have no idea what the hell I'm watching.
I don't know.
Now you're going to go let out some steam. What the fuck?
What is going on? Who are you?
He's going to put his rubber glove and mask on.
Is he the killer?
I don't want to know what happens to the rest of the movie. I just want to let it happen.
But who is this man?
How is it like he's gonna lock her in, but I'm pretty sure she can unlock the door on this side of the room.
Oh my god, Italian directors don't know how locks work.
Nope.
At least he left her with some KFC.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, if you're gonna lock me in my room, you better fucking leave me KFC, bitch.
Best sliding down the door. Best sliding down the door while scene ever.
Someone get this woman an Oscar.
I am radioactively giving her an Oscar.
Meanwhile,
what?
I'm so high right now as a security guard.
What's going on?
Are we in a... What?
Where are we?
Are we at an aquarium?
I don't know. And her hair is scaring me.
So I didn't know sexy. I didn't know sexy aquarian scientist was a fetish.
Apparently.
Works for me.
I like how my hair just like went flowing around when she turned around quickly like that.
You're jealous, Bede.
I am.
You're so
jealous. I wish I had hair like that.
Oh my
god. And he's back.
So what does the other woman and the weird man have to do with this movie?
I can obviously tell that these scenes are definitely were just added into the movie.
Yeah,
because they're coming out of nowhere.
I mean, I didn't know Wonder Woman 84 got spliced into this movie.
Yes.
That's not Kristen Wiig?
Mm. Yep.
Cheetah's origin story.
Oh my god.
Oh, garters though. Mm. I'll get.
Yeah, but they don't match her stockings. True. You've got to color match it.
He wants her oxygen.
$20 that hand's going through her.
Yeah.
That's his only move.
It is.
Oh my gosh, I tripped over again. Where's my shoes?
That's why you don't wear heels. Hello? Why does that say beach face?
Beach face?
Beach face. I'm just going to say to everyone, you're a beach face.
Oh. Yeah. I do like his red coat, though.
Yes.
I'm sure I've seen that coat in other movies. Don't worry. Sorry, go ahead.
This movie, like, is so infamous. I'm pretty sure they sell the mask and the glove online. He would probably be really easy to cosplay when conventions are a thing.
Yes.
I may have to do this.
Yeah. I think we all need to.
Oh, yeah. Called it.
And right through her.
Oh, my
God. Right through her.
She was up against the glass, and he popped up behind her.
Oh. Cooter shot.
I see.
I don't know what's going on! Oh my
he was not
God.
Wearing those earlier.
He's got the meat sweat sheet, all the KFC.
Yeah. And he's back? What?
Is this an Italian version of 9.5 weeks? Because this would make a lot of sense.
That would, actually. Maybe. I don't know. I don't want to watch this anymore. I'm so scared.
I'm gonna emulate this.
Marcy, we're halfway through.
Only? So who is this man? Do we know who he is yet?
No.
We know who the movie wants us to think he is.
Are we supposed to think he's the killer?
This is a weird sort of I wouldn't be if we discover like it, this dude is actually her brother. I would not be surprised.
Ew! Oh, boobies.
Hey.
I don't know what he's doing.
And he's tearing the same white shirt over and over again.
That's not how you do it, brother.
Why is he tying her up?
They're gonna play some games.
Why are her tits out? Why is her cardigan still on?
This movie should have been titled from Night Killer. This movie should have been retitled from Night Killer to Why Killer.
It should have just been called What the Fuck Am I Watching?
I think that was the third title that we were to go with.
Oh, here we go. The weird news reporter lady with the amazing jackets. Or whatever.
Yeah, but she's not wearing a hat, so...
Yeah, where did her fedora go?
I have never seen a reporter who wears clothes like that.
Yep. Oh my god, what a... I'm so... just... I don't know.
Why was the hot lady working at an aquarium? We have to know!
Why was an Aquaman there to save her?
Because he was actually the deep.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, I know you only saw like half an episode of The Boys, but still.
I understood that reference, Marcy. I'm obsessed with this cop's hair.
I know! I was about to say! What's up with his hair?
It's not a mullet. It's like, what is it?
I don't know.
Isn't that like YouTuber Casey, what's his name? Casey Neistat?
Probably is.
I don't know what's going on. Wow, you're very good.
She's not even holding the mic!
Someone else is!
We have a sound guy.
How do they know it was a masked maniac when no one was there to see it?
That must have been like security footage or something. I mean, was...
Oh my god.
They were not raped before they were tortured and killed. He fucking killed her right away.
And then he stuck his dick in the hole he put in her body. Obviously.
Ew.
Well, why else would he do that?
if he needs a hole that big, he must have a humongous penis.
No, he wants to think he does, but it's really small.
It's short but wide. Vulgar.
You don't want to see what he's wearing on his penis.
Ew. Ew.
It's not about the length, it's about the width.
Oh my god.
It's all burned this and is the worst like mask.
Oh my god.
Worst sequel to Basic Instinct I've seen yet.
Yes.
Do you like to fuck on cocaine, Nick?
I have a strange feeling this would be James Spader's favorite movie ever, if he ever saw it.
Yes.
He'll watch this and I need to start a remake of this movie.
You know what? I could see him and Maggie Gyllenhaal deciding they are going to remake this film together.
Yes.
Yes.
Directed by David Cronenberg.
Yes.
The sequel to Gerald's Game is weird.
Yes. It really is. This is. I think Stephen King saw this movie. He was like, I want to write a book based on this scene.
Why is it all slow and weird and I don't want to watch it anymore? Because I don't know what's going on.
Italian horror movies. How I love you so much.
I'm scared.
Is this shot a homage to Last House on the Left? Because it looks like it.
Can someone tell me who this man is?
I don't know who he is. You know as much as more than I do, Marcy.
I don't like it. I'm scared.
I'm surprised they didn't get Eric Roberts for this role.
Oh my god.
Totally an Eric Roberts role.
Yes.
Who is this man? Who is this man?
Marcy, I like how you're obsessed to finding out who this dude is compared to, like, all the other madness that's going
but
on.
But who the fuck is he, and why is he all over this woman?
I have no idea, but I'm intrigued where this movie will go.
None of this makes any sense. I don't like it. I'm scared.
And this movie...
I think we lost Bunch, but he will be
Bunch
back.
He will be back.
She's into it now.
Oh my god, why? I don't like it! Add. It's a longer one, I think. I don't know.
54, 50.
I don't know, because we've got a long ad.
You there, bud? We're at it at the moment, Bunch.
Sorry, I came back in time to hear Marcy say it's a long one.
Nah. Yes.
She knows.
Oh, yeah. another ad for Tubi! It's an ad for Tubi!
Tubiception.
But Tubi's reminding us all the good movies we could be watching instead.
Yes.
Tubi.
Get him back on.
300,
back on. Shit. Was right there.
Iron Giant?
54-52.
All right, I've never seen the Iron Giant. I might have to watch it on here.
Yes, apparently.
Iron Giant?
All right, where are you at, Batch?
54-52.
We're at 54-52, yeah, same. Cool. Right, we're in sync, bitch.
Meanwhile, at the police station, which doesn't look like a police station.
Looks like a skull.
Is that Jay in that coat?
It does.
Oh my god.
Whoop this money, little man, in my hand.
Yeah, people!
He does look like Johnny Cochran.
Where that guy actor from Seinfeld that played like that was supposed to be Johnny Cochran?
Yes.
They're keeping this woman under surveillance, so who's the weird fucking man? Since they said she doesn't have a security person.
And they don't realize she's kidnapped.
Who is he?
I'm so confused. You can ask this, Marcy, but we don't know. We're going to find out at some point.
I don't like it. Why is he wearing a beret?
Donald Pleasance.
I don't like
it. I'm obsessed with the guy in the yellow coat back there.
Jay.
So, there's a window right there. She could escape out the window if she wanted to.
If she wanted to, but maybe she likes whatever the fuck is going on.
I like how her hair is just like getting messier and messier as this.
Wait a minute. On. I got it. They're talking about her. She's got a fractured psyche. Da da da. The guy is her imagination.
Oh, that could be a good theory.
I could see that happening.
We keep losing Bunch because this movie is so shit. And you're muted. You gotta unmute yourself.
If anyone's watching the video version of this podcast, you can see that Adam is definitely doing action does.
There is no video version because we're just audio this week.
Oh, okay.
All oral.
A bullet.
So is this man in her imagination? Because that would make way more sense.
So who heard that she got kidnapped?
So she got attacked by this masked killer and then she's gotten kidnapped.
No, wait. The thing is, he can't be in her imagination because that guy at that motel place saw him and asked him where his clothes went.
Well, I don't know.
In the boys' room.
I don't know. Why are we watching this?
I don't know.
Because Tubi is a thing. Why are we watching this, Marcy? Yeah, because you made me watch Peanut Butter Solution. That's why we're watching this.
I think I could sit through the Peanut Butter Solution again. Just wait. Next time is my pick.
Beat it, nerd. That dude back there was the definition of a nerd.
Don't stereotype nerds, Bede!
But he looks like one! I can literally wedgie him from here. My favorite cliche when people are drinking is like they just drink out of the paper bag that the bottle is in.
I've literally never seen anyone do that in real life.
That makes it better.
Why does this woman bother putting on clothes? Because they never stay on.
My bourbon.
And she's got different sets of clothes too. Like she's had like three costume changes in this motel room throughout this whole movie.
And a wide selection of underwear coming along with her.
Kill what? I kill you. I will. What? Who's the nerd?
It's that nerd. That was amazing. Yeah. What was that noise? A gunshot?
You fucker?
Now that's the main actor from District 9.
Oh my god.
Whose name I'm really forgetting right now, and I should know it.
Completely slipped me. You know what's bad is this movie's going to ruin Steve Guttenberg for me going forward as well. Because he's never going to live up to this.
No, never.
He needs to be the creation of it. He needs to be the boob.
Boobies. Her makeup is disturbing. Ooh,
she looks like the makeup that Marge gets when
Homer shoots her in the face
with that makeup gun.
Yes.
This may be the greatest performance I have seen in any of the movies we've done for Tubi Tuesdays.
He is going for it in this movie.
Let's give them
both best act. We should do a Tubi Tuesdays awards and give them both best actors. Yes.
Why not? I don't get it. Someone help me. I don't like
this movie. This movie needs more goblins.
It needs something.
Oh, I forgot my line.
Apparently,
20 minutes away from ordering Skip the Dishes KFC after this movie.
Yeah, I really want some KFC. Some kiffer.
Cops. That cop's hat. It's making me laugh for some reason.
God, what is this?
Up in police, they're actually following up on a tip of a half-naked guy driving a Jeep.
Oh my god. Okay.
Cops are actually doing their job for once.
Are they though?
Gonna make the one black man stay here at the desk. This is messed up. This is inexcusable, undeniable.
Mm-hmm.
This is bullshit.
It is.
Look at this mustache. Your wife likes this mustache.
Oh.
I really hope he doesn't have one day left till retirement.
Oh god.
Badly for him.
I'm too old for this shit.
This is the Italian no budget version of Lethal Weapon with these two. And that's Mel Gibson.
Oh my god. Someone do something can make this movie make sense.
I blame you for putting me in this movie.
I blame this movie for this movie. I don't know. I'm so confused.
That's the great thing. Great thing about Italian horror is how confusing they can be.
Yep. Or whatever the fuck they decided to make. Oh my god, what is this?
What the heck?
Meanwhile, at the rape den.
Yeah, well, what else could it be? I don't know.
Now sit still while I put this giant hat on your head.
Yeah, what is going on? Again, who's this man?
Strangest sequel to They Live.
Oh my Gutenberg, god.
Why did we cut to... The coat budget in this movie is 90% of the whole.
This movie had no budget because they just bought fur coats.
This is the greatest Christmas horror film ever.
This movie could be a subplot to an episode of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia with Dennis.
Yes!
And he's just like sitting there, my friend's been kidnapped, I'm just going to sit here and watch TV.
Is he meant to be her husband?
No.
Who is he?
Just a friend of the family.
Oh.
And they're looking after her daughter.
But that's her daughter.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm still lost.
Why?
So that's not her dad?
No.
Definitely not.
This is creepy.
All right, someone needs to call that phone number they just put up on screen.
Yeah, we'll just need to call and find out if it's still operating.
Okay, that scar was not there when they did the last cut.
No. They forgot to re-add it. And the scar is like,
yeah, I know.
Boys. So, there's a masked killer. Okay.
Yes.
And he attacked this woman.
This woman. Yeah.
But now some other random man has apparently kidnapped her.
And he may not be the killer.
What is this? Okay, I don't know.
I think it's this guy. I think this nerd right here is the fucking killer.
Like, he can put his hand through anybody.
Yeah, exactly. He's got the worst comb over ever. Look at it.
He's got those pedophile glasses.
That's the lead singer of Weezer.
Lambda, lambda, lambda.
Oh my god, this
I'm
music.
Really surprised. I'm really surprised John Saxon didn't star in this movie. Because it'd be so much in his wheelhouse.
Yes.
Yep.
My god, the music.
This is like 100 different scores in one movie.
Air-conditioned face room TV pool.
What is a face room?
Wow.
It's a free room TV. There you go.
Maybe. It looks like it says
facial face. Room sounds pretty good.
I was going to say, maybe they're talking about a facial. I don't know.
$5 a night.
Bede, you need to dress up as this dude.
I'm gonna dress up as this dude, and I'm gonna have that comb over.
Yes.
So many outfits Bede has to dress like from this movie.
Yes.
That's gonna be each goal is a different costume from this movie.
Yes.
But the next time we do the next 2B Tuesdays podcast, I'm gonna get all three of those costumes, and I'm gonna wear all three of them at different times during the podcast in honor of this movie with the woman like changing her outfits being stuck in that room.
The top goal is the Speedo.
Yes.
Ew.
If we get like 20 subscribers, I'll wear the Speedo.
I'm gonna bleach my eyes. I do not want to see that, ever.
I know I should have called backup, but fuck it.
Since when was that?
Why did you unlock the door to kick in the door?
I don't know.
They couldn't afford to break the door. They couldn't afford to break the door.
Oh my god.
Why does he have those pizza slices on his tie?
And they tried to... make this into a Texas Chainsaw Massacre sequel?
Sherman! What are you doing? Oh my god.
Does my hair look big in this scene?
Why is fake Richard Grieco got a gun to go now?
Her hair takes up more than her face. On the screen is her hair.
The line items for Aquanet and jackets. Fucking gigantic.
Oh my god. I know, right? Oh my god, I forgot how to act.
Everyone skipped acting school when they started this movie.
They don't know what acting is.
Those kids at the very, very beginning. Remember the ones on stage when we started this 9 hours ago? They act better than these kids.
Yes. I forgot that was even a scene.
And now he's got... It
doesn't feel like the same movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's got our daughter.
This who's the boss knockoff is weird.
Yes.
Angela, she's not a daughter!
Oh my god. Why?
Our daughter.
I'm so confused.
You.
Just like this movie.
You fucking two Sherman.
I'm starting to think this movie should have been called The Night Confusion.
This should have just been called, I don't know what the fuck this is, and whatever.
Now, his wife is losing her mind, and they think their friend's daughter is her daughter.
Why? Your mom's a weirdo. Actually, that's mean. But she is.
That little girl's... That little girl's bangs are pretty impressive.
Little girl's the only one giving a performance.
She really is the only decent actor in this movie. Because she's acting would.
I'll let her be. You know what? I want a Night Killer sequel with her as the fucking killer next time.
Add. Apparently.
It's just a black screen. Oh, wait, here we go.
Back on. It paused for the ad. For some reason. Oh my god. How long is left of this fucking movie?
Yeah, I'm on 1 hour, 10 minutes, 9 seconds.
We're back. I'll pause it. We're at 1 hour, 10, 29.
Okay, I will let you know when I'm in there.
Alright. I'll pause it. And we're at 1 hour, 10:31.
Yeah. I'm back. I'll let you know when I'm at 31.
Okay. All right. Let me know. So we're in sync.
Still waiting.
Oh my god. I'm just sitting here in suspense because I want to finish this fucking movie.
And now.
All right, sweet. Yep. All right, we're back. Sorry about that, child listeners. That's what happens on Tubi Tuesdays.
Like anyone's listening at this point.
No, they all tuned out. Oh my god. So, is this man the killer, or is there a different killer, or what? Why has he kidnapped her? Why am I watching this? What's going on?
Oh my god. Black cop changed his jacket but kept the same pizza tie. What the shit?
So, does this woman, have full amnesia? Or just from the attack, because I can't remember. Yeah, motherfucker!
Yeah. Don't make me go Sam Jackson on your ass.
Yes. They should remake this movie with Samuel Jackson in that role now.
Yes.
I'm going to turn my back on her. Nothing that bad ever happens.
But everything has to look like it was the 80s.
So...
Yes.
Does the woman have amnesia of... just that attack from the beginning, or full amnesia?
Full amnesia.
Okay. And...
Oh, no, she's pulling away. Run, woman, run!
The guy's, nowhere to be seen.
Hold on to that hat before it blows away.
Yeah, right.
You had to know the now take of her eating shit on that slippery concrete.
Oh, yeah.
Was it raining before? Because I don't think it was.
I just want to see her wipe out.
Yes.
Christmas time is
she's
here.
Heel, so she's going to drop it any second there. Whoa, sax music.
I'm running out. Now remember, folks, when it's Christmas, watch this movie.
Exactly.
Is this a Christmas movie?
Yeah. Set at Christmas.
Oh, we're starting Christmas early this year.
Yep. Christmas in May.
It's like 30 degrees out, just wearing a fur coat.
What the fuck did he go down an alley?
Oh my god!
His scar wasn't there before.
It keeps disappearing. So is this the man? Whoa. Does she doesn't know who he is though. Melody! Just shaking
man,
him.
His name?
Melody!
Okay, but I'll go with you.
I personally have to feel sorry for anyone who's named Sherman. That is a horrible name.
Can we stop and get KFC? Because the other guy got KFC.
Yeah.
Don't worry, baby. The Shermanator will provide him.
If we have any fans called Sherman, they're leaving the show because you just insulted them.
I apologize to all our Sherman listeners. But if you change your name to the Shermanator, I'll forgive it.
Yeah. So, did we actually find out what the fuck's going on in this movie?
This is building up to some kind of major twist.
I don't know.
It does look like the Elm Street house. Eh, a fancy Elm Street house.
It
does look like it.
Looks like a nice house. I might buy it.
Yeah.
Yes. Now sit here while I go get us some trolls. I mean goblins.
That would be the best twist ever. Do you like my scar that keeps disappearing and reappearing? Does this woman know, like, who he is?
Don't worry, Clarissa will explain it all.
Shut up, I was going to say that.
Oh my god.
You little turd bead.
Ease? What? Door?
Marcy, I think you need to buy that hat. Oh, the door closes. Like, I better take my clothes off now.
Yep.
Getting your tits out is the key to regaining your memory.
Clothes off to have a good time.
Marcy, can you please buy that hat?
I'll attempt to. I don't know if I'll be able to find it.
Hey, her hair's gotten better throughout this movie. I'll give her that.
Exactly. Now I gotta put it on this side.
Is she just going to take her clothes off again, or...?
This is acting 101.
Acting 102, take out your tits.
Yes!
Stare in a mirror.
I'm being stalked by that...
What the fudge?
I'm being stalked by that phone box.
She is, actually.
It's that weird ringing again from the phone. That's a cricket. That's not even a phone call.
Who's that man?
I don't know.
That was her friend. Sherman.
So Sherman's the killer? Hello.
Are you bringing me KFC?
You like scary movies?
Yes. No! Oh my god. What is this?
I'll bring Chick-fil-A.
I think this actress was watching Mommy Dearest way too many times when
For
this role.
And the bow is back on the lampshade again.
I'm doing that to all my lamps. Putting bows on them.
I better lock the door again.
Not how locks work.
I like that you can just unlock the door from inside this house.
I have no idea.
Wait a second. Are you basically redoing what happened to her at the beginning?
Yep.
This movie is... It's like a time loop. She's reliving the same thing over and over again.
I don't know.
Not how phones work.
No. This movie is not how anything works. Oh my god.
Oh, but he's got a gun this time.
Why? Whoa!
Oh no!
We're gonna find out who it is.
Well, who was
it's Sherman!
Was it Sherman?
God damn it, Sherman.
Damn it, Sherman.
But Sherman looked way too skinny in the other scenes.
I literally said at the beginning of the recording, he's totally the killer.
I remember I was in this movie. Oh. Nice flashback.
What the fuck?
They got evil. He's got evil eyebrows. I don't know if I like the idea of a serial killer named Sherman. Doesn't really work.
Why does this scar keep changing?
I know, it was like heavy before, but now it's like very light.
Mm. So who was the other man?
Who indeed?
I don't know. Yeah. Ooh.
What? So why? I don't know. This is too confusing!
There's no posts on that bed to get tied to.
I hope he's not going to use that knife where I think he's going to put that knife. Please. I'm sorry, I can't take a serial killer named Sherman seriously.
And how he talks, what the fuck?
Mr. Peabody's going to be pissed.
Yes. What is going on? Why is this? I'm scared.
It would be a 2B Tuesdays podcast if Marcy wasn't scared at some point.
And confused and traumatized.
Exactly.
So...
this movie's been on so long, we're not in a flashback episode.
Yep. This
flashback has been going on for like 20 minutes now.
So, he wants her to kill herself?
Because he can't, but he can kill others?
I don't know. Oh, there's the weird scar that keeps changing.
It's but a scratch.
Flesh wound.
This whole thing is stupid of you, Sherman.
He just shouldn't put his hand through it like everybody else.
That's not even a scar. That's just like somebody smudging a little bit of a line of makeup down his face.
What is going on?
He fell down the stairs.
And then what happened?
Now hold still, I might show my boobs in a second.
Oh.
Right,
thank you, Bede. Good call.
Twitter.
My beautiful face.
Just do it.
What the fuck is this?
Just take your time going down the stairs, love.
Just do a jumping dropkick down the stairs right in his face.
I'm so scared. Mm-hmm. I forgot to take acting lessons. Who's Axel?
Axel?
Who's Axel?
He's the guy with the KFC, right?
Oh.
Wait, what?
So who the fuck is he?
What is going on right now? I'm confused too. Even more so than Marcy.
What the f-
Why does she look like Kylie Minogue right now?
So
she was blowing out her hair while he was doing that whole monologue and flashback.
I can't get you out of my head, baby.
So who's Axel?
I'm
guessing it's that other guy, but what does he have to do with it?
I don't know.
What the fuck is this?
I was gonna kill you, but okay.
What the fuck is this? So he wants Melanie, but he wanted to kill her instead? I don't know.
I think they were having an affair.
Okay, well, that makes more sense.
This is definitely told, I mean, Troll 2 territory. Like, the characters do not act and behave like real human beings.
Nope.
Nope. But it was Axel, her husband, her boyfriend? What the fuck?
It was her brother, Marcy.
Don't say that. Oh my god. I need to take acting lessons from him.
Oh
shit, it was in the dick! Wow. Take that, men!
She only prefers circumcised men.
She cut off that foreskin. Sorry, that grossed me out.
What the hell?
What the fuck?
On.
What the fuck?
Why?
He comes jumping in through that window like Ron Moss in
Hard Ticket to Hawaii. Yes.
Well, it's a good thing. It's a good thing all that police academy training paid off for this guy.
Oh. Yes. So,
Axel's her husband.
Oh. What? How does that explain anything? Why was he so weird?
He was trying to get her to snap out of it the whole time.
Oh.
Oh, wait a minute. So, okay, I think I figured it out. So basically, Sherman was a friend of those two, but since he wasn't in the first half of the movie, we just assumed, like, oh, it's just her and her daughter, but he was, like, at work or something like that.
They were estranged. So he called her in. I got an ad. Okay, so let's break this down.
Pause. It's all right,
pause.
Hold on.
Pause the movie.
I'm trying, so shut up! Okay.
So he called her from the bar at the beginning of the movie before she got raped. That's who she was yelling at the phone. That he was the guy with the back. Okay, I'm back.
Okay.
Okay.
Quick. 25 over 26, basically. No. 1 hour 26. Okay, well, Batch, you explaining it in like 30 seconds makes more sense than the whole 90 minutes of this movie.
So then Sherman was the serial killer. Sherman raped her, but she fought back.
Yes.
So that's why she... So Axel was working with the police the whole time to try and get her a breakthrough so they could find out who the killer was.
Oh.
Okay.
We devised a plan together to capture the murderer.
So if they made that clearer, we would have understood this fucking movie.
Watch it again, you pick up on everything.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, I don't
know
if I
watch this movie.
Want to watch it again, but okay.
I'm watching this movie again. Right after this podcast.
Go for gold, Bead, because I ain't watching it.
Now, the extra serial killer shit they added totally invalidates some of that, but take all that out of the original cut, and then it all lines up.
So the killer, was the killer in the original version even have the mask and stuff?
It was still Sherman.
Yeah, but did he wear a mask?
Yeah.
Okay. But they just added the extra kills for Gore.
So they added the kill at the beginning, and they added the kill of not Kristen Wiig at the aquarium.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Axe is a police officer.
Oh. Okay, that's why he was creepy with her. That makes more sense.
And he wanted to give her KFC, because that's her favorite food.
Yeah.
Well, I don't blame her. KFC is fucking awesome.
So where's Sherman's wife? The weirdo who thinks that their daughter is her daughter.
What is up with the bedroom decoration?
Oh, I'm glad I got my memory back and everything's back to normal.
Uh-oh. I bet it's the fucking mask or something in there. Surely.
Whatever's gonna happen is gonna be amazing.
Oh, we need slow-mo.
Just call me by original name, Malone.
She's gonna be putting it on. The daughter's gotta be putting it on right now.
She's gonna be the next serial killer.
Oh my god.
Okay, I've got the damn present already. It's not in slow motion.
God damn it, kids.
Why is this in slow mo?
Why did you have to take it all the way up to the room?
I don't know.
The script told me to take it up there.
Oh.
Okay, all this movie is now starting to make sense.
Yeah, except for when he tried to drown her, but okay. That I have no idea what it was.
If any of us get into a part where we like take a lot of drugs and try to commit suicide, that's how I'm going to save you, is by drowning you guys in the water.
Yep,
first.
Apparently.
Salt water makes you throw up.
Yep.
Exactly.
The salt water. Oh my god, open your fucking present!
I don't know what's in it.
I'm Hurry scared what's in that.
Up!
Drink again, everyone.
Everybody, this is what it's like with kids. Don't have them.
I have pets. That's more than enough right now. No, you don't.
She's going to be really upset when she finds out it's not a pony.
Oh. At least with pets, they don't take forever to open a frickin' present.
Gift certificate to a salon for those bangs.
Oh, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, sorry, little girl.
Surely it's the fucking mask, isn't it? It's the mask and shit, isn't it? Surely. Come on.
We should get the mask and kill all the parrots. That would be amazing.
She puts it on and scares the mum and she dies. I don't know. I have no idea. Whatever the fuck this movie was.
She's walking in. Kids, if the door's shut, don't ever walk in the room with mommy and daddy. You're going to see some strange shit.
Yep. Oh, remember those clock radios.
Yeah, mom and dad's room.
Wait.
What?
There was two kids in that picture.
There was. I'm lost.
What? Oh,
No, that's the wife.
Ah.
Was it?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
What?
So she's been listening in on Sherman doing all these things, I guess.
Wow.
That's why she's calling him Mr.
Wow. Wow.
I gave you, Adam, when you called it halfway through the movie.
What are the next movies coming up on Tubi? Killer Pinata.
I got where the wobblings are. So that was Night Killer.
That was Night Killer.
Wow, that was something.
That was Night Killer. I don't know what to
With
say.
With no kills at night.
No.
You said you were going to come back for a vengeance, and I think you succeeded at that.
He did. He did. I don't know if I can trust you ever again.
Oh, wow.
That was certainly a movie.
I love how this podcast has become a ultimate game of fuck you, one-upsmanship.
Yes!
It's just basically one-upping each other. It's like, who can deliver the worst of the worst? Or the best of the worst, I should say. But, yep, that's our episode of 2B Tuesdays. I hope all of our listeners enjoyed the insanity of listening to us watch Night Killer.
Wow. What a movie. Wow, thank
and thank you for Marcy and Batch for being great co-hosts as always. And also thanks for Adam for being a first-time guest. I hope this experience has not...
Motherfuck, Batch.
Destroyed you in some way.
He ain't ever coming back now. No, you have to.
No, we just need to be afraid next time he comes back to what movie he's going to make us sit through.
I will extract some revenge for this shit.
Yeah.
This glorious shit, but for good.
Yep. I think after I've had my pick and Beads had his, you can exact revenge.
See, the best thing about this movie is that it sticks with you. Like, 2 days ago, you're like, what the fuck was that scene? What was that? It's not just one. There's, like, multiple scenes.
This whole movie has left me confused.
But you're going to remember it for the rest of the week.
For the rest of my life, mate. For the rest of my life. Wow. Alrighty.
That was insane. But if you think that's insane, just wait until Marcy's pick next week. And also what I picked out for my pick after that. So there's more insanity coming. But we won't say what the movies are. We'll leave that in suspense to our audience.
Yes.
But Marcy, where can people find us on the internet this week?
Being scared of this movie. No, as usual.
Actually, before you say so, Marcy, I'm very disappointed in myself because I had a joke lined up for this movie. I was going to like sing at some point saying, Night Killer, Night Killer. Just play it off the BG song, Night Killer.
You didn't technically kill anybody at night.
No, not at all.
No, not one.
But to be fair. Daytime is nighttime for Claudio Fragasso.
It is, actually, yeah.
But, Marcy, yes, where can people find us on the internet this week?
Okay, as usual, you can find us at supermarcy.com. You can follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/supermarcy. And you can follow the Super Network on Twitter at twitter.com/SM_thesupernetwork. I mean, Super Network. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/supernetwork. You can join our Facebook group at facebook.com/group/thesupernetworkgroup. You can find us on YouTube at the Super Network YouTube channel. And you can find us on Instagram at, the.super.network, and we're on TikTok at the Super Network, and I can't remember if we have any other socials, but they're all there, and you can obviously subscribe to Tuba Tuesdays either through the Super Podcast feed or the individual Tuba Tuesdays feed at all good podcasting services such as Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, and all the rest. Beed. What about bitch?
If people want to find me personally, they can find me at my personal Twitter page at twitter.com/bjamine or my personal writer's page on Facebook at facebook.com/terribleaussie. And also you can find all my writings over at supermarcy.com with all my reviews and columns. Sorry, I was just distracted by Batch's choice for his background just then.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yes, but I've got some cool stuff coming very soon, so keep a lookout for that. But Batch, where can people find you on the internet this week?
Well, people can always find me every Tuesday over on WebTales, a Spider-Man podcast. You can follow me on my social media, on my Twitter and my Instagram at Multiverse5. That's Multiverse F-I-V-E.
Yes.
Awesome. And Adam, where can people find you on the internet this week?
If you want to find me on the internet, other than my OnlyFans, which I guess I got to start working on here. Thank you, Batch.
Yes.
But you can find me on Facebook at A Bunch of Comics, and as well as Twitter at A Bunch of Comics, where comics news, reviews, previews, memes, and a whole lot of other good stuff.
Awesome.
I'm going to kill Batch after this podcast.
Well, once again, thank you to our listeners for listening to this episode of Tubi Tuesdays, the one and only original Tubi Tuesdays related podcast out there. And we'll see you all later. See you,
guys.
Bye.
Looking for me?
I came in here by mistake. What's with the gun? Anybody can make a mistake.
What do you want from me?
I want to be friends.
You always try to make friends in the ladies' bathroom?
It can't happen.
All right, take off your pants.
My pants?
Uh-huh. And your socks, and your shoes. And now, your career's over.
Okay. And now?
You sure?
What about these?
Throw them in the toilet.
What?
Do it!
And a shirt too, I guess.
You got it. Now flush it.
Flush it?
Flush it!